From Spark and Anvil and Microblab, this is Lacto, in Chapter 1 of the Microblab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the warm back corner of the Microblab kitchen, a small round tween named Lacto climbed into a jar of milk and started turning it into something else. She didn't stir it, she didn't heat it, she just settled in among millions of others like her, tiny, rod-shaped, cream-colored, and got to work being exactly what she was. All around her, sugar drifted through the milk, a sugar called lactose, and Lacto did the one thing she was made to do. She took each bit of lactose and turned it into a sour little spark called lactic acid. The milk grew thicker, it grew tangier. Hour by hour, it stopped being milk at all. A curious kid pressed her nose against the jar. "It's going bad," she said, wrinkling up. "It's turning sour." "It's turning into yogurt," Lacto called up, cheerful. "Sour is the whole point. That sour is me." The kid squinted. "You're wrecking it." "I'm saving it," Lacto floated up near the glass so the kid could see. "The sour I make keeps the bad stuff out. Nothing rotten can grow in here now. I made the milk too tart for it. Same trick your great-great-grandparents used long before anybody had a fridge. Kimchi, sauerkraut, sourdough, pickles. All of it is somebody like me, turning food into a kind that lasts." The kid watched the jar cloud and picken. It didn't look like wrecking anymore. It looked like the milk was being tucked in for a long, safe sleep. "Friend in your food," Lacto said, doing a slow, happy roll. "That's the first half of me."
Lacto had figured out what she was for on a day she almost gave up. When she was small, she'd floated in a great crowd of bacteria and felt like the least important speck in the world. There were so many of them, and each one so unbelievably tiny that she couldn't imagine any single one of them mattering. She did her quiet work. Take a sugar, make a spark. Take a sugar, make a spark. And none of it showed. No noise, no color, just sour, spreading so slowly you'd never catch it moving. "I'm invisible," she thought, and it made her chest feel small. "I do this all day and nobody could even find me." An older bacterium drifted close. She was ancient by microbe standards, a whole 11 hours old, and she had a slow, warm way of speaking. "You feel like you don't count," the old one said, "because you're small and quiet and can't be seen." Lacto pulsed, miserable. "Now count us," the old one said gently, "all of us together, in one gut. More of us than there are stars you could ever see. There are about as many of us in a person as there are of them. Cell for cell, we nearly match the human we live in. You are not one speck. You are one of an ocean, and the ocean does the work." Lacto looked out at the crowd, all of them turning sugar to spark, quiet and endless. This small feeling didn't vanish, but it changed shape. Invisible stopped meaning useless. It just meant she worked in a place too small for eyes, which was not the same as not mattering at all.
Lacto walked into Microblab at what would be 12, if bacteria counted birthdays, because a place that studied living things ought to understand the ones you couldn't see. Myco, the old mentor who ran the lab, met her at the door. He didn't ask her to prove she was strong or fast. He asked one thing. "What do you do that helps?" Lacto didn't answer with a speech. She climbed into a shallow dish of plain milk, settled in, and waited. Myco watched. Nothing seemed to happen. Then he dipped a strip of paper in and read it, and his eyebrows went up. "It's turning sour," he said. "You're changing the whole dish, just by living in it." "That's all I ever do," Lacto said. "I live somewhere, and the place gets a little safer. Food I'm in doesn't rot. A gut I'm in digests better and fights off sickness better. I don't attack anything. I just make the neighborhood too good for trouble." Myco looked at the little dish for a long moment, one small creature quietly making a whole world tart and safe. "You belong here," he said.
Lacto's corner of the lab was full of jars, quietly becoming other things. A boy came in one afternoon, arms crossed, backing away from the shelves. "Bacteria," he said, like the word tasted bad. "My whole class got sick last year. I don't want anything to do with germs." His shoulders were up around his ears. Lacto floated to the front of her jar, slow and easy, so she wasn't rushing him. "Some bacteria make you sick," she said. "That's true, and being careful about those is smart. But that's a few troublemakers in a crowd of helpers. Most of us are on your side. Want to see?" The boy didn't uncross his arms, but he didn't leave. "Eat a spoon of yogurt," Lacto said, "and you swallow millions of me, on purpose. I ride down into your gut and I move in. I help you break your food down. I crowd out the bad germs so they've got no room, and I keep nudging your body's defenses to stay sharp. You've had bacteria living inside you every single day you've ever been alive. You'd be worse off without us, not better. So they're helping, right now, in there." The boy pressed a hand to his stomach, uncertain. "Right now," Lacto agreed. "Quiet, invisible, working." She did her slow roll again. "The scary ones get all the attention, but for every germ that tries to hurt you, there's an enormous crowd of us that spends its whole tiny life keeping you fed and safe. That's the second half of me, friend in your gut." The boy's shoulders came down, a little at a time. He looked at the jar of thickening milk, and for the first time, didn't look like he wanted to run.
Later, when the lab was quiet, the boy came back with one more question. He asked it softly. "When they're inside me," he said, "and I can't feel them, and I can't see them, how do I know they're really being friendly?" Lacto thought about the crowd she'd come from, and the old one's slow voice, and the day invisible had stopped meaning alone. "You don't feel us as anything loud," she said. "That's the honest part. You feel us as okay, as a stomach that settles, as a body that shrugs off the bug going around, as food that stays good. It's a quiet kind of help, the kind that only shows up as nothing going wrong." She drifted close to the glass. "You spent a whole year scared of the small things living in you, and this whole time, most of them were just on your team, working, not one of them ever asking to be thanked." The boy let out a breath he seemed to have been holding for a year. Something in his face eased, the way a jar of milk eases into yogurt, so slowly you can't catch it, until all at once it's something warmer than it was. He didn't say anything. He didn't have to. Lacto watched the fear settle out of him, and it felt, small and certain, like being seen at last.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lacto. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.